So I invite you to get comfortable. If you're sitting in a chair, try to sit upright without being rigid, with your feet planted firmly on the floor. If it's comfortable for you, I invite you to gently close your eyes. And if you prefer, you can keep your eyes open. But just maintain a soft gaze. And now to bring us into a more centered and settled state, and to help find our anchor, I'm going to invite you to take a couple of deep breaths. And now you can allow your breath to return to its normal pace. You might pay attention to the ins and outs of your breath without trying to control it. Just being curious about how it feels when you breathe in and when you breathe out. And where you might notice this most prominently. Is it through your nostrils? Or perhaps in your chest as it rises and falls? Or maybe in your belly? And if it helps, you can even put your hands on your belly to feel it. As it expands and contracts. And that works really well for some people, but it might not work for you. And if that's the case, try to find some other anchor, perhaps the feeling of gravity of your. The weight of your body in the chair, or the feeling of your feet against the floor. What does that feel like? Just be curious about that. Or maybe it's easier for you to pay attention to the feeling in your hands, whether they're clasped together in your lap or perhaps resting on your thighs or at your knees. What does that feel like? Do your hands feel warm? Do you feel any vibrations? So just spend a moment with whatever anchor feels natural for you. Maybe it's tracking sounds, a car going by, some buzzing. And naturally you're attention will drift away from your anchor. That's human. That's okay. Just use this as a moment of celebration that your awareness caught it. And bring that attention back to your anchor. Now I'm going to invite a deeper look into the feelings that may be going on in our body. Begin by going up to our eyes, just relaxing our eyes. Sometimes we carry a lot of stress during the day, so it's not a bad thing to release the tension in your eyes, just soften them. You might want to soften around your mouth and loosen your jaw. Maybe raise your tongue up to the top of your mouth for a second. Sometimes can help to put a little half smile, a little Mona Lisa smile. Keeps a sense of positivity to our exercise here. And again, it's quite natural for your attention to drift. No judgment here, just bring it back when you can. Some people find it handy to note as their attention gets distracted and maybe thinking, planning, and you can name it, planning, judging, remembering. Or you might want to help your anchor, if it's your breath, by noting with the in-breath, calming the mind, and with the out-breath, relaxing the body. And I invite you now to do that with any parts of your body that are calling your attention. Maybe you're carrying some stress in your shoulders, and with your out-breath, maybe relax that tension in your shoulders. So you might, on the in-breath, calm the mind, the out-breath, relax the body. And where do you notice anything else in your body, sensations that are calling your attention? Other aches and pains in your back, your neck, any tension in your arms, through your legs, the back of your legs, anywhere where that feeling, that tension is calling you, let your attention go there. Be curious. And if it's an uncomfortable feeling, just ask yourself, can I be with this? Can I be with this? Again, it's natural that your attention may wander. Just be aware. And like the puppy who keeps straying from being trained to do his business on the paper, just bring him gently back. This can happen anytime. No judgment. We're not scolding the puppy. We're just gently bringing him back. Remembering that it's a moment we're celebrating when we catch our attention drifting and can celebrate bringing it back. We can begin again anytime. Where's that feeling that is calling our attention inside our body? What are we noticing? Where can we focus our curious and loving attention? And as we close, I'd like to share a poem called Autobiography in Five Chapters by Portia Nelson. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I'm lost. I'm hopeless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. I invite you now to slowly open your eyes, reorient yourself with the room around you, thanks for meditating, have a great day. And you might use this sensory practice during the week. Thanks so much, and have a great day.